The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Well, first of all, thank you to Philip Barnes for 5 excellent years of radio here on WVUD. That was his last show as a student, but I hope he comes back as a staff member. I'm a staff member. Philip, they still let me on the air.
Well, you're special.
Anyway, I'm Mando Richard, and tonight on the Music Room, we've got a special treat for you. All the way from Springfield, Missouri, the buckle of the Bible Belt, we'll be talking with Nolan Lawrence of the Hillbenders, who are one of the most energetic bands around. And that's all I'm going to say, because I'm just going to start one of their songs playing, and then I'll get Nolan on the phone. And I think you'll recognize what this is right away. Nolan Lawrence of the Hillbenders, what are the folks just hear?
Overture from the the Tommy record.
What the heck is a bluegrass band from Springfield, Missouri, the buckle of the Bible Belt, doing a cover of Tommy?
Well, you know, a lot of people have asked that question, and it turns out that we had a good friend of ours that was over at my house about a year ago right now, and we were having dinner, and he said to me, you know, what do you think about the Who's Tommy rock opera? And I was like, oh, that's a great record. I listened to it a lot back in the day, you know, yada, yada, yada. And he said, well, what would you think about it as a bluegrass record? And I said, well, that's an interesting thought. I would never have thought of something like that. It's a cool idea, I guess. Who would you get to do something like that? And he looked at me deadpan and said, well, I was thinking you guys. So it kind of started from there. He a little background on him. He was one of the founders of South by Southwest, huge festival down in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
And he also spent the better part of the last decade as the executive director for the Folk Alliance organization. So he's very, very well connected, and he's been doing stuff like this for a long, long time. And I took it to the band, and we discussed it briefly, and it turns out that our guitar player is a fanatical Tommy fan. And saw the play when he was a young teenager and bought the record, and we're all Who fans, and he was a huge Who fan, so the moment the Tommy thing came out, he was just so excited, and his excitement got everybody else excited, and we started working on a couple of tunes and sent off a couple of demos to our producer, and he absolutely loved it, and it just kind of all grew from there. It all happened really fast, actually, from about September of last year, we started working on the project, and by the end of December, we had the whole thing learned, tracked, recorded, and ready for a live show. It was pretty intense.
Now, I understand that Pete Townsend is aware of what you're up to, and you and he had the opportunity to meet. He met the whole band.
He did. We had a show, one of our CD release shows last week, actually, in Nashville, the legendary Station Inn, and we got word from some friends of a friend that the Who camp knew about the project, and then the very next day we actually got an invitation from Pete himself to come to their Nashville show on the following Monday, and he set us out a bunch of tickets and backstage passes, and we watched an amazing concert in Bridgestone Arena there, and met up with him backstage after the show, and he was very excited and very encouraging, and said he absolutely loved the project, so we couldn't be happier.
Now, I understand he asked you a question that was a little bit embarrassing. You had to answer it.
He asked who sang Acid Queen, and I sang Acid Queen, and I picked up my hand, and I was like, it was me, and he said, with a beard like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah, you don't look like Tina Turner to me in the pictures. You don't sound...
I give it my best poofy hairdo and get after it.
Oh, God. We're talking to Nolan Lawrence of the Hillbenders, a band from down in southwest Missouri. I mean, I don't think you're all from there, but that's where you all live now, isn't it?
Right. I'm originally from Texas myself, born and raised, and our banjo player is originally from California. The other three guys are native to the area here, to the Ozarks. But it's actually the banjo player that I knew back in college. And that's kind of how this band came together, roundabout through us being old roommates years and years ago. And that's how he ended up coming here to join a different band. When they split up, he called me, and I came up here and met with the guys, and we played for a couple of weeks and instantly knew we had something that we felt was special, and the Hillbenders were born, and that was about 7 years ago now.
Well, I told you off the air that you guys first came to my attention with your first CD and a song that we're about to play called Red Stains. As a matter of fact, when I was first on the air, I think it was the second year I was on the air up in Connecticut, that was the song that got the most response of any song I played by anybody.
Wow. That's cool. That's very cool. I'm glad to hear that.
Tell us about this song. I mean, this is the only bluegrass song I know of that starts with a shotgun blast.
Well, you know, when you play bluegrass, it's not always happy, sunshiny, rainbows and ponies. You know, every once in a while, it's got to get a little dark and dirty. And this was the song to fill that quota for us on that record, and we needed something that had a little bit of an edge to it. And what better than a distraught lover coming up on at the altar of your wedding and shooting down the groom right there? It's just it's a great story, I think, and it made for a really cool song.
Shot me through the chest. Red stains on your white wedding dress. The day we were to marry, now you lay me down to rest. Red stains. Honey, don't forget my favorite song. Please don't steal my guitar when I'm gone. Yeah, I'm gone. Now you lay me down to rest. Red stains on your
shot me through the chest. Red stains on your white wedding dress. The man you were to marry now, he laid me down to rest. Red stains.
Nolan, off the air, you were telling me that one of your bandmates wrote that wonderful love song, Red Stains.
Yeah, it was our guitar player, Jim Ray, wrote that song. It was actually one of the first songs the band learned, I'd say within the first few months we were together. That was one of the earliest tunes we put together.
I hope it wasn't based on real life.
He always says it was about his second wife, but I'm pretty sure he's only been married once, so I think we're good.
Oh, why don't you tell us about the band? It's you and Gary and his cousin and a really good dobro player. Tell us about everybody who's in the band.
Well, you were asking about who's from the area out here, and we'll start with the two cousins, Jim Ray and Gary Ray. Jim is the writer of that last song, and he's a very talented multi-instrumentalist. He's born and raised here in Springfield, and when we're not on the road touring, he plays in, I swear, at least 20 different bands around town. He's the guy that, you know, sits in with everybody. He's also got four or five different cover bands that he plays with, and he does his own stuff. He does duo shows. He does just about everything you can imagine, and he probably plays 15 different instruments. He's definitely the all-around music man. His cousin Gary is our bass player, and he's kind of the family guy. He's been laying down the foundation of the band since day one, and actually used to be a Deadhead. He used to travel around following the Dead way back in his wild days.
Sugar Magnolia Blossom.
Yeah, that's right. Let's see. And the other Ozark native is Chad Graves, the dobro player. Everybody knows him as Gravy Boat. He's the only one of the group actually that grew up cutting his teeth on bluegrass tunes. And he's been playing it since he was a kid, and he's been playing on that dobro since he was probably knee-high to a grasshopper. He's the most talented dobro player I've ever seen, aside from maybe Jerry Douglas, but they're neck and neck up there as far as I'm concerned. Super talented cat. And our banjo player, Mark Cassidy, is from California, Huntington Beach, and he's the quintessential Cali kid. Hell of a banjo player and a dear, dear friend. And then there's me. Like I said, I'm originally from Texas, born and raised in Corpus Christi, and I lived in Austin for some time. I lived in Dallas, and I met Mark, our banjo player, going to school out in Leveland, Texas. There's a bluegrass program out there called South Plains, or it's at South Plains College, and it's their commercial music and bluegrass program. And we met out there, and back in those days, we had nothing to do but play music, and we played and practiced and picked with all of our friends for literally 14, 15, 16 hours a day, doing nothing but playing and writing music, and it was a great start to a long friendship.
Well, one of the reasons I told your publicist, Judy, that I need to get you on the air, like now, and we're talking to you on May 19th, is because you're coming into our area with these guys. Twice next month, and then once again this summer. You're going to be you're going to actually be in Delaware on Friday, June 12th.
Yeah, we'll be at the Smyrna Opera House there in Smyrna, Delaware on June 12th.
And that's going to be a show where you do Tommy.
Yes, we're going to be doing Tommy front to back at that show. Interestingly, with this Tommy project, since it's kind of ancillary to what we already do, we don't get to do it at every single show, and the people that we play for have a choice to buy the Tommy show or otherwise. So this next show is a Tommy show, full performance front to back. We do the whole record, and it's quite a scene. It's a whole lot of fun. It's been quite a ride so far.
Well, I would love to beg for a ticket, but one of my bands will be playing that night, so I won't be able to make it.
Competition.
But, that's right. But then... that's okay, because I could make it up to Malvern the following Wednesday on June 17th.
Yeah. We'll be in Malvern. Friends of the Summer Stage doing the Tommy thing again in Malvern. If you didn't get a chance to catch it in Smyrna, you can catch it in Malvern, PA.
And if I'm tied up that night, why, I can hang out at the Philly Folk Festival on August 15th and hear you.
Now you're talking. Philly Folk is going to be something to behold. From what I understand, we locked in the late night set on the campground stage.
Oh, wow.
Or one of the evening sets on the campground stage, and we're doing Tommy out there. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be a bit of a scene. I highly recommend anybody coming out to Philly Folk to come check out the Tommy show. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I think this calls for Pinball Wizard, don't you?
Bring it on.
No one's heckling me about how come Mando Richard plays the bass.
Well, I mean, the name is the name. I expected to see a mandolin up there.
Yeah, well, you know, if you go to our website, you'll see mandolins. You know, all my mandolins sitting there with one of their friends on my couch, but no.
Nah. Oh.
But no, I usually, usually bands have me playing the bass with them. They don't trust me with the lead instrument. God knows what kind of gorilla monstrosity I would do if I got a lead.
Oh, I have better faith in you than that.
This is Nolan Lawrence from the Hillbenders talking with me on the phone. As I told him as we started, you know, he's in the series of interviews, I guess I should say, that are Mando Richard interviews mandolin players who are more accomplished than he is. You know, it's like, you know. But this whole, like, your whole band is so accomplished. I really notice it in a lot of the tracks in Tommy, including that one Pinball Wizard that we just heard. Chad Graves is just all over the place with that dobro. It just, like, carries and has so much energy.
You know, he's a monster on that thing. And actually, the dobro he plays a Rayco dobro. And that thing is the loudest instrument I think I've ever heard, standing next to it. And you know, on stage even, it's so loud, it's like he's playing through an amplifier. Of course, now we actually do have some acoustic amplifiers for the Tommy Project, but prior to that, his dobro is just so loud that it just drowns everything else out. Everybody's got to turn up just to get over the sound of it.
Well, I was wondering if maybe the reason you did this Tommy Project was the title of the CD before that was Can You Hear Me? And I wondered if that made one of you think, oh, Tommy, can you hear me?
I'm so glad you picked up on that, because when we started learning that song, that's the first thing that we were talking about. Was like, oh, we're totally going to do a CD special by Tommy and Can You Hear Me? And Tommy, Can You Hear You special, you know, 20% off or whatever. Yeah, that was definitely it.
Yeah. Well, Noel, this has been an absolute blast, and I hope that people will come out to see you on Friday, June 12th in Smyrna, Delaware at the Smyrna Opera House, or if you can't make that show, Wednesday, June 17th. Up in Valley Creek Park in Malvern, Pennsylvania, or later this summer out at the Philly Folk Festival out in Schwenksville, Pennsylvania on August 15th.
Awesome. Very, very, thank you guys very, very much for having me on here, and we're very excited to be up in your area playing, and hope to see you guys out there soon.
All right. Well, we're going to close down the show with another pop cover of yours. This one is from Can You Hear Me? Whose bright idea was it to cover the Romantics?
You know, We spent a little bit of time I shouldn't say every practice session, but every few practice sessions tossing around ideas for creative covers that most people wouldn't think of. And that was, again, one of the earlier ones in the progress of the band that we put together. And I think it was Gary, actually, whose idea it was originally to put that song in the set list, and it made it onto the record, and it's been a long cherished tune. We've played so many hundreds of times, I can't even count or begin to imagine how many times we've played it, but it slowly found its way off the set list, and it's one that we'll be reviving again here in the next year or two.
Excellent. Hopefully. Well, here comes Nolan Lawrence and his band of miscreants, the Hillbenders, covering Talking in Your Sleep.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.